So our topic for the week, at least Linda and mine, are about transitions. And we speak about these because I think actually they're important in the Dharma. Transitions really alert us to actually many of the teachings. But they also challenge us because I think we naturally ground ourselves in the way things currently are the what we've gotten used to, what we've adjusted to, what we've created habits and ways of doing and being in. And what transitions do is they hearken things being shook up, being different. And sometimes this change really happens slowly. It's really like below the surface of awareness, and then it seems like it just kind of rises up and we become aware of it. But there's also those transitions that happen quite suddenly, as when there's an accident or a medical condition that like changes everything. And those are really stressful, unless it's something that changes everything for the better. That's another story, and that happens too. Those transitions are stressful also when they're something we look forward to or we've been wanting. Like I said, we could look at transitions through different teachings, but let's look at it through the one that really is most dominant in reflective meditation, the teaching of conditionality. So we understand that, well, certain schools of Dharma Buddhism will teach mostly about cause and effect, but here at reflective meditation, we don't see it that way. We see it much more, well, it can happen that way sometimes, but and often it's much more complicated than that. Like one thing kind of impacts a lot of things, which impacts a lot of things, some of which we're not even, most of which we're not privy to. And I like to compare this to a spider web. So, we have a lot of these when they're in season, quote, whatever, August, September here in the Portland area. So we get to study them. And if you remove one strand, the whole web changes. Now, sometimes it's only a slight change, though sometimes it's a really big change, like the whole spider web collapses and the spider has to remake the whole web. And so I sometimes I wonder, are our lives that fragile that someone, something, some experience could come along and pull out a thread and the whole thing collapse? Yes, sometimes that's true, mostly not. Now, these spiders, they're very resilient. They're used to this. They reweave their web. And I read somewhere that they do this each night. I should study it. They're such fascinating creatures. But back to the human realm. So we too need to reweave. Again, just like comparing it to the spider, it might not be such a significant strand. But it could be a major connect strand that connects, that really like is at the core of our being. So that might shake us up to our core, and we might not even notice that the strand disconnected. And of course, those are the extremes, and there's everything in between, or I should say, even most experiences in between. So, here we are at the daily online, day after day after day, and in some ways, just learning to know more about conditionality, a little bit by little bit by little bit, because I think that's how it best works. And as we learn more about conditionality, we can take a term that we coined. I'm not sure who coined it exactly, probably not the Buddha, but right responsibility. So I'm using that word right in the sense of the teaching of the Eightfold Path. So again, when we use right, whatever on the eight, which precedes whatever of the eight on the Eightfold Path or precedes responsibility, perhaps it's better translated as skillful or wise, or in case of responsibility, maybe balanced is a very good word because we have responsibility, but we're not responsible for everything. It's much more complicated. There's so much that we can change or control. And again, as we often say, what we often have the most possibility to change is how we relate to what we can't change or control. or how we behave in these kinds of transitions. You know, what we say, what we don't say, what we do, what we don't do. So at least to some extent, we can change that, our behavior, our words, our relation, how we relate internally to the situation. And most of us struggle with many conditions. I don't need to list them. You know them. We're vulnerable to these personal conditions that impact our lives. Some of them are more general, but some of them are more personal. Sometimes we do need to reweave the web of our lives. So I woke up this morning and I welcomed one of those, and I experienced one of those welcome transitions. I've been sick since Friday night, and this morning I just felt somewhat normal again. And the word that came to my mind is I got back to my old self today, because it feels that way. But that's a tricky expression. So I remind myself that what I got back to is the quote self I prefer, and that my experience or sense of self over the last several days felt kind of pukey. In fact, this is exactly what I did. I vomited, but you know, that was another, that was myself. So, you know, this is why we talk so much about experience, because it is what forms our sense of self. So when I woke up in the middle of the night feeling awful, that was a transition, but it was one I didn't want or like. So here we are in a possibly transition year. It's an election year. I don't know about you, but I hear it everywhere on the news. I have to control myself. I have to use the, you know, the impact I do have, the responsibility I do have to not read it too much. And I'm so aware that I can change the conditions of the election very, very, very slightly, perhaps barely not at all. Yet, yes, I will write postcards and I will say what they tell me to say, and I'll send them to who they tell me to send them to in the exact form they tell me to do it, how to write it, how to send it. So, and I want to do this. I don't like it though, but this is what I'm able to do, to only slightly change, we could say, the web of these elections. And of course I'll vote, even though in my state, the state of Oregon, I know my vote for president won't change anything. So as I look towards this 2024 and a possible huge and transition, I sometimes feel a lot of trepidation. And then I remind myself that neither I nor the pundits nor the polls really know what will happen. But I, and dare I say we, are living under the stress of this uncertainty and a possible major transition. So I just return to my confidence, my trust, that my meditation will provide adequate calm, collectedness, and equanimity, wisdom, to live through this year of stress and uncertainty. And I wish that for all of us. So on that note, let us meditate for our usual time. We'll meditate for 30 minutes.